when an addict is in active addiction, they're very chaotic and do all sorts of damage and cause severe problems in their families. That would have been the second reason why I got involved. I could see families struggling to deal with addicts in the family, and it would go on so long. I mean, there'd be 20 years or 15 or that amount of years of the life of the family scalded by the behaviour of the drug addict. And then as I got to know them, I began to realise that there were fine characters underneath the addiction. You know, they were just ordinary fellas once they started getting the addiction under control. The second thing I was very interested in was developing leadership. As you know, in a community there are reasons for using drugs. You know, people follow people, and there would be a negative leadership in using drugs. I was interested in, because of my experience in YCW, I was interested in developing leadership, positive leadership in communities, so that once you would establish a certain amount of leadership, it would attract others. And that's actually what's happened.
Mm. And so I suppose people hear from word of mouth that it's...
Yeah. It's a smallish community, so most people would know of somebody or know them or of them or used with them or being in prison with them or being in treatment with them or somewhere along the line. The Dublin community of drug addicts would be fairly, as I said, it's a fairly small group, I mean 15, 20,000 people.
And you're saying that, you know, when drug addicts are in in their addiction, it's a very chaotic place and very difficult for families. Mm. What were you able to bring, or what were you able to offer that I suppose their families hadn't been able to help them with? I mean, how were you able to come?
The vision I had was the same vision as you'd have in YCW, was to group a group of addicts in good recovery and get them to start working with the situation. So that's what we did. I grouped about 8 or 10 addicts who were in very good recovery, and they started the process, and they developed the process, and we put in place a structure which allowed them to function and develop the program. And it's a 14-week residential program. There are 6 week preparation for it, community detox, and then there is aftercare. It takes a good few years to get into good recovery and stay in it, you know.
Yeah. How many people stay recovered, or how many people will have to come back again and maybe revisit the program?
It all depends, you know. It's hard to know. We would have over 300 actually who would be in very good recovery. Of the 10 original guys that we had, 7 are in good recovery. 1 is dead, 1 is in active use, and we don't know where the other is. But there are 7, now they're all clean about 11 years, you know.
And what is it? I mean, you talk about the community and the poor leadership that sort of encourages people to take drugs. I mean, what is the point that, when is the danger point, I suppose? When are people most at risk of starting to go down the path of taking drugs?
Between 12 and 15. That's when a lot of them start. And that's when they're the most subject, I suppose, to peer pressure from older age groups, you know, to follow the older age group between 12 and 15 or 16. A lot of them would be the children of alcoholics. So the kind of the circle continues. And what we saw then was that when we grouped the addicts in good recovery, we saw a need for them to train professionally to understand their own experience and to be able to help others through the experience. So what they do is they act as guides in the early stages of recovery to take the fellas out of chaos, to get them to a stage where they're able to deal with whatever they have to deal with themselves. And that takes a while. You know. Now, we would be very into NA, Narcotics Anonymous, very much into that. Mm. And all our staff then who are in recovery are qualified counsellors. They would have gone on to do diplomas, and some of them are doing BAs and that sort of thing. And that's the development of the staff is as important as the recovery at the early stages. It's just one another stage, you know, where fellas acquire diplomas and degrees so that they can go on to other jobs. And they have done. Yeah.
Is there a Christian ethos behind it, coming from yourself, or a spirituality? Yeah.
It's very much a spirit. It's a spiritual program, you know. I mean, in the early stages of the chaos, it's just a question of keeping them alive, you know. And then, after a while, then they're allowed. They start to think, and then they can pick what they want to do with their lives. And how they go is their own decision, you know. But they're guided by the staff, who are all, as I said, in NA, which is a spiritual program. So that's how it develops. There's a very deep well of spirituality in Irish lads, which we had two guys over from England, and they were surprised how quickly we could connect to the spiritual part of the lads, whereas in England they had to develop the spiritual, whereas we just connect to it because it's already there.